From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. A mystery shooting and a mystery man in Eureka. Late Wednesday afternoon, officers from the Eureka Police Department dispatched to a report of shots fired in an alley near the intersection of West Grant and Pine Streets. It was reported there were two men on the scene. Officers responded and secured that scene, and during a search, they found items that led them to believe a shooting had occurred there. A subject matching the description of one of the men that was on the scene at the time of the shooting was seen running near Broadway and Wabash. The subject only described as a white male wearing all black clothing. A citizen witnessed that subject throw an unknown item into a yard near the intersection. Officers went into the yard and found a handgun. At this time, it's not known if the handgun is related to the shooting. Officers and detectives did a public safety canvas near the scene of the shooting for victims and witnesses. No victims were found. A couple of search warrants executed in Eureka this week leading to arrests. One happened Monday, 2200 block of Union, after citizens complained about illegal activity happening there. Four people were contacted at the residence and detained. During a search of the residence, detectives located three firearms, other illegal weapons, and drug paraphernalia. 39-year-old William Reynolds of Eureka, arrested for felon in possession of firearms and ammunition. 34-year-old William Abar of Eureka, arrested on an existing warrant. They were transported and booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. Another warrant was carried out later that day on the 2900 block of California. During the search of that residence, 33 grams of heroin, packaging materials, and digital scales were found. 37-year-old Aaron Manyweathers of Eureka, arrested and booked into jail on possession of controlled substances for sales. City of Eureka has been selected to receive a $30,000 play space grant from the National Recreation and Park Association and the Walt Disney Company. Park and rec agencies across the country were invited to share their best ideas on increasing access to play spaces for children and families in their communities. Eureka will use the $30,000 grant to transform Clara May Berry Park into the Be a Reader Sensory Playground, a new inclusive playground with conservation and literacy play themes for those with cognitive disabilities, which will include equipment like rockers, climbers, spinners, and a safety fence. The park project will include volunteer opportunities as well, and they'll be seeking community involvement in the months to come. Humboldt Bay Fire partnering with the American Red Cross Northern California Coastal Region to bring Sound the Alarm to the community. They're offering free smoke detectors and installation to those in need. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.